Republicans have an agenda, one that they say will boost the economy and transportation, reform government, and improve education. Bills passed by the Republican-dominated House are often blocked by the Senate's Democratic majority. But Lieutenant Governor Bill Bowling says the GOP has the numbers to propel the Republicans in the Senate to a minimum of 21.
I can't ever remember a year where we have fielded 36 Republican candidates out of 40 districts. That is an amazing accomplishment, and good candidates. You know, candidates, as Ryan said, who are business leaders, some who've had prior political experience, even on the local, either on the local level or the state level. It's not just the number of candidates that we're fielding, it's the quality of candidates that we're fielding.
Democrats are fielding nominees in only 28 of 40 Senate districts. Bowling says some races will be challenging, but he believes this year Democrats will be on the defensive. The GOP senators also think they have more diverse candidates from moderate to conservative, but they're more united on issues than their Democratic counterparts. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.